I would like to believe that some of the standards developers are getting more realistic. Some of the formal standards developers, the NISOs and the OSIs of the world, while they're not ready to say, well, OSI maybe isn't going to quite work, at least some of the applications protocols are starting, I believe, to think a little bit in terms of running over multiple protocol stacks. Certainly, as we've done the work on drafting the new version of Z3950, which we hope to take to ballot within the next 18 months or so, we've put a few things into the protocol that I think will make it a lot easier to run in a dual-stack environment with minimal changes to the applications code if people really do need to do that.
Waze, the wide area information server that was developed by Brewster Kahle and Thinking Machines and is now fairly widely available in the public domain, also comes out of a Z3950 heritage. Are those implementations interoperable with the Z3950 that you're talking about for libraries?
As of right now, they are not. When Brewster developed Waze, he used something called Z3950-1988, or Z3950 version 1. That was the first version of the standard, came out in 88, and really was not implemented much by the library community. Furthermore, Brewster had to do quite a bit of, carpentry on that version of the standard in order to get a working application out of it. So he sort of took 88 and extended it as he needed to build Waze. Meanwhile, the library community was working on what ultimately became version 2 of the standard, or Z3950-92, and implementers had been working off drafts of those standards. Unfortunately, Brewster didn't quite get in contact. Brewster and his folks really didn't get together with the library community till about 91, at which point Brewster already was pretty far down the path. Now, While technically these things won't interoperate, the amount of work necessary to upgrade Waze is not great. It's my understanding that Brewster's new company, Waze Incorporated, will do a Z3950-92 compliant version of Waze. In addition, there is work going on at the Center for Networked Information Resource Discovery and something. It's CNIDIR down at North Carolina, George Brett, Jim Fulton, and those folks on taking the existing Waze system, doing a lot of upgrading to it, and putting it on Z3950-92. That work is fairly well down the pike, as I understand it, so I expect in 1993 to see probably several interoperable Waze implementations. This is going to produce some kind of weird things because you should be able to take your standard Waze client and point it at your library catalog if you want, if that speaks Z3950, or to log on to one of the online catalogs on the internet and run that interface against Waze databases. There's going to be a lot more mixing and matching of interfaces as this gets down the pike.
You stand at the cusp between the library and the networking communities. Currently, there's a national debate about a national research and education network, asking whether that network is a few very fast pipes for leading-edge researchers, or whether the national research and education network means getting networking connectivity out to everyone. Are those two goals fundamentally opposed to each other? Can we have one NREN that solves both the researchers and the kindergarten kids?
Well, I think technically you can have one national or international network that serves that range of constituencies.
Can we afford it?
Certainly, just before we get off the technical thing, the key to getting away with that is the whole concept of internetworking. Logically, it may look like one network. You may be able to do applications across all components of it, but it may be multiple constituent networks serving those different constituencies. Now, can we afford it? What are our public policy priorities here? That's a real good question. If you look at the NREN legislation, what is it, Public Law 102-194, I guess, that's pretty clear about the NREN being a place that's hospitable to libraries, to K through 12, to state and local government. That calls out lots and lots of groups that are welcome on the NREN. It's a lot vaguer about whether it's going to fund any of them to get on the NREN. I mean, it's kind of a curious thing because it says, well, if you can find your way on, we're glad to see you here, and we'll send out the welcome wagon for you. But it doesn't say that it's going to fund it. Now, I think there's some things that need to be underscored there. If you look at many of those communities, libraries, K through 12 particularly, which are both big communities, relatively little of their funding comes from federal sources. These have traditionally been funded more at the state and local level than at the federal level. It's not clear that it's necessary or that it's going to be politically acceptable, particularly in the current budget climate, for the federal government to take on the responsibility of networking these communities. And certainly in some states, I would say the states are stepping up to the challenge pretty aggressively. In Texas, for example, in the K through 12 world. So I think that you may see a lot of these people getting on through state and local initiatives. If we follow the money, certainly most of the NREN money so far, with the exception of some connectivity grants out of NSF, has been aligned along the High Performance Computing and Communications Axis and really has been about let's connect a few high-end, fast advanced applications.
But you think that local governments and state governments should begin taking responsibility for networking their communities and their states?
I think they have to.
This has been Clifford Lynch on Geek of the Week. Thanks.
My pleasure.
This has been Geek of the Week, brought to you by Sun Microsystems and by O'Reilly and Associates. To purchase an audio cassette or audio CD of this program, send electronic mail to radio@ora.com. Internet Talk Radio. The medium is the message.